Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, or Tuesday, I'm sorry, Tuesday, I'm real tired. Tuesday, October the 11th, 2022. I'm tired because I was up all night till 3 o'clock this morning and worked all day yesterday and all evening, and I got all these past radio shows. I'm caught up since July on the radio show part of it. There's also something you might want to take a look at, 007. It starts here. It's in July. It was marked, I think, the 9th of October. So cut that length and take a look at Jerry Henderson's Underground House. That was Super Spook Otis Johnson. This is 007 Otis Johnson's partner, Jerry Henderson. A couple Super Spooks. But since then, I put up the shows. There's very vital information in there. Several shows with Joe and others that I've been doing, but I couldn't get them up for various reasons because of moving, being forced to move. Hopefully a suit's coming out of this, etc. But I want Joe, I'm not here to talk about myself, I want Joe to give a special report. Now, he's been doing massive research. I've been super busy. I'm back in business. But he's been doing massive research, and he's got a pretty good thumb on what's going on and a feeling and seeing it. Go ahead, Joe. Professor Joe.
All right, so this is what Stu and I have been talking about. What's going on right now? Number one, two things. Well, I should say three things. The Donbass, the Crimea, Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, the dirty rat, Victoria Nuland, the Jew,
at the State Department.
And her neocons, all of them Jewish, all of them Trotskyites, who are bringing us into a brink of war between the United States and Russia. And that is who is driving, the Ukrainian army, is us. We're doing it. And there's enough videos on the internet concerning the blowing up of the bridge that from the Crimea to Russia, and it had to be a tactical nuke that blew it up. The explosion was horrendous, and so consequently, it can't be just a car bomb. Okay, it can't be a car bomb. So now we have the Kiev being missiled, not just one or two, but several. And now it's going to expand because right now I guarantee you Putin is thinking in his mind not about the Ukraine. He's thinking about attacking us. And the first thing that he's going to do to attack us is the Poseidon missile, the Poseidon torpedo, which will travel 3,000 feet below the surface of the ocean at a high speed where they can't pick it up, blow it up, create a gigantic tsunami to destroy the east coast of the United States. And we have no defense against that. None. Get it. I'll say it so that you get it. We have no defense against the Poseidon torpedo.
If I may, Joe, for a moment. 007 Otis Johnson was on the phone at the NSA when Putin threatened because of Al-Qaeda, because of us funding Al-Qaeda and doing biological chemical attack upon Syria. Now, this was several years back. And he said, if this happens again, he says, I will drop a nuclear torpedo in the Azar Fault off the coast of New York. I don't know how far it out. It's quite a ways out. He said it caused tidal wave 1,800 feet. And he said it will go all the way to the Midwest. It will wipe out half the population of the U.S. Now, Joe, the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, now let's hold it right there because we don't want to lose what we're talking about here. We went over that yesterday.
Okay.
Now, it is not a missile. It is a torpedo that travels underwater 3,000 feet below the surface at such a high speed of rate, they can't pick it up. There's no defense against it. Now, there will be other types of atomic weapons that will be used, but this is where Putin is thinking. Why? Because Victoria Nuland, right out of the State Department, and her Jewish cabal are pushing and poking the Russian bear. They want this. They want it. So what does that mean for us here? Well, doesn't look good for us. You can figure it out. What will a 1,800-foot tsunami look like? What will it do? Not only that, we have a winter time for Europe, and this is where the press is controlled right out of the State Department by Victoria Nuland and their group, of where they are not showing the massive protests that have taken place in Europe over what the people in Germany and in France and in Holland and all over Europe are going to do without natural gas that keeps their house warm. And remember, that part of the world, it gets very, very cold. Very, very cold. And then on top of that, you have the farmers being forced to give up their land and their animals, like cows. They're asking them to get rid. They have to get rid of the cattle. And so now we have a deprivation of heat, a deprivation of food, and then on top of that, 80% of the people in the United States have taken the vaccine, and the head of Pfizer testified before the EU. I said that again. I'll say it again. The head of Pfizer, a representative of Pfizer, testified before the EU that they never tested the Pfizer shot. Get that?
That means guinea pigs. You were all guinea pigs who took the shot.
That's right. And they knew exactly what it meant. It was not a vaccine. It was a biological kill weapon. And you should hear the stories that I'm reading about of people who are absolutely regretting that they have taken it. And they are having absolute debilitating physical responses. Horrible. Just people dropping over dead. So there was a woman by the name of Barbara Spector Lerner who was talking about the mass migration that was beginning in Europe. And she said in a moment, "You will need it." And I kept figuring out, why? Why would she say something? Europe has already enough people. It is because she knew that the biological kill weapon under the cover of a COVID virus vaccine was going to wipe out the population. 90% of Australia has taken it, and there's no reversing of it. So we're going to see a wiping out of the white European civilization, the Canadian civilization, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, they're going to be depopulated. So how are they going to repopulate it? With people from third world countries. And that's what they're doing now. There's only three guys that are down there on the border telling the truth. And they just walk up to the migrant and begin interviewing. One of them, the last one I watched was out of Yuma, and it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. And here was a line of 900 migrants. I said 900. 900. And he went up and interviewed, "Where are you from?" "Venezuela." "Where are you going?" And they would go to every place around the United States. Not just one place, everywhere. And they were from Venezuela. They were from Colombia. They were from Honduras. They were from Haiti. They were from Cuba. They were from Guatemala. And some from by the way, Ukraine and Russia. Okay. And all they do is they just walk across the border. They've been brought by buses. They stay at camps. And then they take them down to a interview station, and then they ship them out.
And right now, all over the United States.
All over the United States, not just one place. And one of the places that they sent the migrant to teach them a lesson, because it's a sanctuary city, is New York City. And by the way, folks, the defunding of everything, businesses, Manhattan is deserted. Manhattan is deserted. The buildings are unrented. Where's the business? They collapsed. Why? Because of the reset and the mandates. There was no profit being made on what they were selling or marketing. And they won't get it back. That is the reset. And that happened in Europe. And all over the United States. For 1 year, nobody worked. You can't have an economy after that. Think of that. Downtown Manhattan deserted. All of the buildings are deserted. Nobody will get onto the subway because it's terror. Even the big, tough street thugs, they won't go down there because they don't know what loony bin, who's up on fentanyl or up on another drug, comes up with a knife and stabs you or pushes you in front of the train. People don't even stand on the edge when the train arrives. They're all against the far wall because somebody will get pushed. Think of that. Nobody lines up right on the edge by the tracks. They all go to the far wall because too many people have been pushed, stabbed, beaten up, and then the guy runs away. And what do? They arrest them, then release them. That's George Soros and the boys at work defunding the police. And that's coming to every city in the United States. Here in Phoenix, the Phoenix PD is so understaffed, they can only come out on certain calls. Same thing in San Francisco, same thing in LA, same thing in San Diego, same thing in Phoenix. This is the reset. And who is going to be taken down? Us. And they want the United States, or the world, down to 500 million. That's what these globalist Jews want. 500 million. First they'll get the white man, then they'll go to the other races.
What is the purpose, Joey? I believe you know it as well as I do. What's their purpose?
Purpose of it, again, comes back to, without Stu Webb, no Otis Johnson. Without Otis Johnson, we would not know about the fallen angel alien who rules over the Jews. That is their God. And this, they call it calling Lucifer. On the internet, you can see it. One of the Rothschild, Jacob Rothschild, standing before a picture with Maria Abramovic, calling Lucifer. Their God, or their gods, are the fallen angels. And the fallen angels want this for themselves. And the white man really is the Adamic race. In other words, they carry the banner of Jesus Christ. And this is an old conflict between Jesus Christ and the fallen angel aliens. And Jesus won at Mount Golgotha, but in their pride and boastfulness, they think they can overcome him. But between their defeat in this modern time, there's going to be a lot of people that are going, unfortunately, die.
Now let's take the Bible for a second. And we talk about Genesis, how, you know, the Garden of Eden and Cain and Abel, and how the son of Satan kills his brother, and I mean, it just, it started. This has been, and apparently this, you know, with Christ or with God, apparently the earth was wiped a few times with the flood before the last flood.
Okay, hold that. We save a lot of time here because I've been over it before, over and over again.
Okay, explain to people.
Think of Alpha Centauri, the constellation Alpha Centauri. That's where the great galactic battle first took place. This was the fallen angels revolting against God. Hundreds of thousands of years, a long time ago. In other words, and this is why I have presented for you, God at Genesis 1:1, God created the heavens and the earth. Then verse 2, and it says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the earth was without form and void. It is incorrectly translated. And I believe done on purpose. And what it is, should say is two Hebrew words, tohu and tohe, which means desolation. And the second verse should be. And the earth became desolate, and desolation was upon the face of the earth. That is the great galactic battle that took place in Alpha Centauri. In other words, there was the world before Adam. And this is the story of the great Atlantis and the story of the great Lemurian civilization. Now, if you want to really get into demons and understand about demons, there's a diamond waiting for people to look at. Write this down, folks. Mr. Mythos. Mr. Mythos, Mythos, Mr. Mythos. And then write this title down, Japan, : Ghost, G-O-S-T. And it teaches about the demons of Japan. And that will tell you the spiritual world where the war is taking place. It was the revolt. And the revolt was not all at once. It was over thousands of years. And it revolved around, we can become God. That's what the fallen angels, that's what got them into trouble. We can become God. And thus the meaning of Genesis, which says, and the sons of God, which are the angels, looked upon the daughters of men and lusted and created men of renown and giants. So consequently, this story is ancient, ancient, ancient. And so it is culminating again. And this is where we get into a little bit of dispensationalism, because I believe that the dispensationalism comes from futurism, started by Ignatius of Loyola with Jewish money, to infiltrate the Roman Catholic Church and take it down. And so we have that futurism brought all the way forward to the Scofield Bible and the Council of Six, headed by a Jewish banker representing the Rothschilds, arranging for what we call Billy Sunday, which came about with Oral Roberts and all of those guys that turned to be absolute degenerate crooks. And Paul Crouch was a drunk. His wife was a floozy. Jimmy Swaggart chased prostitutes. And they finally caught him. So all of that was to push the creation of Israel. Okay? So that tells you these people went in and took over and kicked out the Palestinian, who was the real descendant of the old Hebrews, not the modern Ashkenaz, which are Khazars. Now, what are the Khazars? I believe that they have been possessed by the very people. And without Stu Webb, and Leonard Millman and Otis telling Stu that Leonard Millman was possessed. George Herbert Walker Bush was possessed. In other words, they didn't have a human soul body. They were possessed by a fallen angel. That's what it means. And so these people are back. Why are they back? They reincarnated. And as Otis said, Millman's, the fallen angel that possessed Millman, had existed for thousands and thousands of years and now possessed Larry Mizell. And those are the people who are pushing and pulling the buttons.
Mizell, one of the 12 disciples of Satan, folks. They control over 90% of the world's wealth.
Remember, there's 200,000 fallen angels, and there are other people that are possessed by other type of lies of these fallen angels. And all you do, if you want to read about some of the possession, go get Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation of America, and she talked about how Robert Byrd was possessed.
I met Kathy in person, knew Mark Phillips. They were the ones that told me that Ted Gunderson was a plant and a stooge.
Go ahead. And it turned out by Opperman, who interviewed one of the mothers of the case in California of pedophilia, where she had been working with Ted Gunderson, and Ted Gunderson was on the phone, she said, every day with General Aquino, who is a Satanist. All right, so this is a conversation. Again, this is all coming back now. And the person that first figured this out was Otis Johnson, who told Stu, and Preston James and his stories on the Khazarian Mafia, except he did not make the connection because he did not know Otis Johnson. And he was not privy to what Otis said to Stu concerning who Millman was, a fallen angel. And so, consequently, this is how these guys operate. It's the upper third, lower fourth dimensional world. And this battle is going and raging. Who? Jesus Christ and his allies versus the fallen angels and their allies. They will lose, but in the interim, there's going to unfortunately be a lot of death.
We're in a testing ground, aren't we, Joe?
I don't know if it's a testing ground, Stu, but I just simply say it is what it is. We are now seeing here, down here in Arizona, the calamity causers and the weather manipulators have done their job. They've created a drought throughout the West. There's no water. In the Colorado Basin, there's 40 million people that are going to be affected this next summer. And the choice will be electricity or drinking water. You can't have both. Oh. But if the weather changes, well, that'll change. But I don't think it's going to change. That's what I mean. There's going to be a lot of death.
Oh, the technology, people have no idea, Joe, how far advanced it is. It's like a couple hundred years advanced over all of us. I mean, so far out that people can't understand. I mean, when we can put when Adolf Hitler put flying saucers into outer space, cloning people, now we're doing it. And it's all this fallen angel, the NSA calls them, the 200,000 registered with the NSA. But the fallen angel possessed, the super spook, Otis Johnson said. And to give him a credit, punch him on my internet site and listen to a conversation with him. Punch in Rip Otis Johnson or Otis Johnson. But look at the latest post I did last night or 2 days ago. And that was Jerry Henderson's house in Las Vegas underground. He owned Grumman Aerospace and Avon. It was a CIA front company. 5 stories below ground in the Dawson building. And it shows it in that posting. I did a PDF posting, just cut and pasting. It shows the floors below ground. What square footage you can lease below ground. But he had this cavern across the street where he had a house. Look at the house. Look at the pictures. Click on the PDF file. It's up on my site. But take a look at this. Now, Otis was his partner. Jerry Henderson was 5 stories below ground in his office. Now, wait a minute. Howard Hughes was 4 stories. And Otis picked up with the Glomar Explorer, a Howard Hughes ship. He picked up a Russian nuclear sub, one of the big operations in 72, and cracked the damn thing in half. But they got the codes out of it and the nukes out of it. Now, that's how heavy this guy was. He was on his computer out of his home on the NSA when he talked to Putin and said he's going to drop the nuke and the Azar fault. I've come to know 4 or 5 people like this. I mean, they are super spooks. Okay?
We can't go down this.
I'm not going to go down this road, Joe.
Okay, we can't. I don't have the time right now.
I understand. Okay? I understand. Go ahead.
So here we have, you now have a picture. You have Otis Johnson. You have Ed Slade. You have William Tompkins, who told the story that there is this breakaway civilization with high technology and the interaction with the fallen angel aliens, and the things that are happening right now are due to those things. And you're going to see, unfortunately, a lot of death because of the biological kill weapon. I think we better break it to an end there, Stu, because I've got things to do and I'm in the middle of.
Now, wait a minute. I want to bring up something because, Joe, I mean, we're talking within hours or days the way that the U.S. is pushing Russia and the Ukraine, and the Ukraine is the Khazarian Jews, basically, tied to Israel, which are not the chosen people. Now, even Rabbi Finkelstein, he's on my website, has talked about how they're going to go out and defeat our God, talking to a Christian minister. They aren't going to do that, folks. But here's the deal. Jesus Christ, Joe knows him. I know him. I'm beat up from 2 nights ago, beat up from last night posting all these shows, but beat up from 2 nights ago on a full moon praying against the enemy. I was being woke up every hour and a half. I mean, it's serious stuff. Full moon, satanic worship timelines, the satanic charts on my website, punch in the search box by Anthony LaVey. We need to all be praying against this. In the name of Jesus, by his blood, by his stripes, the blood's the key. He died on the cross for your sins. And if you get right with him, you become a power keg so powerful that you can move devils and demons out of your house. I did it. And I wasn't even super powerful back then. I had faith as a child. But it happened more than once. No. We can move mountains with faith. With Christ, with Jesus. We can stop wars with Jesus. We can change timelines with Jesus. We can act in his behalf in doing these things if people are willing to do it. But you have to change your wicked ways if you have any. You know, oh, I go out and I get laid a couple times during the week, and then I go to church on Sunday, and I let the preacher pray for me, and I feel good. That doesn't cut it. I don't go to churches. They're too full of demons and too full of fake people to go there to get prayer. You want a prayer answered? You don't go to somebody else to get the prayer answered. You go do it yourself with Christ. Get on your hands and knees. Now, we're narrowing down to where I call it soul-catching time. It's either going to be you're going to find yourself in the pit of hell or you're going to find yourself in heaven. Now, Joe, you as a prayer warrior have prayed and you have been taken to the abyss. Just give me one last word on what it looks like down there.
Okay, I can't spend too much more time, Stu.
Okay.
It's because I've done it dozens of times. I've been to the pit. I thought that was the abyss, was the whole thing. It was not. There is the deep fires, and I've described where it is. It's in the upper third, lower fourth dimensional world of the Earth's surface. To the earth, to the surface of Agartha, in there, but in the upper third, lower fourth dimensional worlds, but it includes not only Earth, but other planets. They have the fires. And so it's a little bit of a hard concept to get a hold of, but it is in the upper third, lower fourth dimensional world with Alpha Centauri's battle, where the fallen angel aliens taken by Michael down and placed into this chamber. So there you have it.
What would you tell people to do at this state of point in their life?
Just stay aware, continue your praying, and make other people aware of what's going on. Have conversation. That's about all you can do.
Yeah. But prayer is the key to it.
That's right.
We can.
Okay, dude, okay. We got to call it to the end.
Joe, Professor Joe, I want to thank you very much. Once again, folks, this man's got more knowledge than I have. With that said, thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Take care.